Hello everyone, welcome to the Natcast podcast, and you're with me, your resident podcaster Jenny. How are you guys? It's been a long while. I am so sorry for not updating you, and oh my god, I'm happy to inform you that I'm about to graduate this upcoming August 1st with the degree of Bachelor of Arts in Political Science. Yoo-hoo! Thank you so much for listening to my podcasts. It made a lot of difference in my life, in my career as a podcaster or as a resident podcaster. And, you know, I was just a mere student back then, and now I'm graduating. I started this podcast when I was in second year of college, and now I'm about to graduate. For those who don't know, my graduation or my school's graduation is far from the normal set of graduation here in the Philippines. So you might be wondering, did she take summer classes or did she fail some of her subjects? No, I haven't failed any of my subjects ever since. From my first year of college and up until now, I haven't failed any of them. And I'm so grateful and thankful to Lord and to all the people who supported me, especially you, my podcasters or my podcast listeners or audiences. You brought this kind of, I don't know, maybe blessing and luck into me. And yeah, aside from my family, aside from my friends, you've given me a lot of reason to continue my studies. And even though I didn't update that much for the past few months, it was such a roller coaster ride for me as a college student. And I would just like to express my gratitude to all of you. That's why I haven't been posting. I'm kind of busy with life lately, upon the preparations with my graduation, with my, you know, practice and every other things that we need to do in our school in order to finish our other requirements, so that once we graduate, we don't have too much of anything that is going on, or we don't have to seek for signatures from other offices. So we're doing that now. That's why I'm a bit busy. But anyways, that's not what I'm here. I'm here to congratulate all of you guys who have been struggling with, you know, with something or with a mental illness. I'm glad that you made it this far, and I'm glad that you continue to inspire other people by carrying the voice for the voiceless and trying to make people understand about your situation and about the other people's situation. It's such a nice gesture. It's a nice gesture for me. It's a nice gesture for you, of course, and for all of the other people that you help. But I would also like to congratulate all of the graduates of 2023 or 2023. You guys did such an amazing job, whether it's in the elementary level or the middle school, high school, or even in college. And those who have been restored into studying, keep it up. You'll get there someday. Just push it. It doesn't matter if you're a year old date or 15 years date, as long as you do something for yourself. I remember this news report about, I don't know if it's a 72 years old. It's here in the Philippines, but she's a senior. She just graduated from college, and it was so nice. It was a surreal moment because people would think that she will not be able to graduate because of her age. Because sometimes some of us think that, sometimes I think like that too, like old people tend to forget things, or they tend to be bored with all of the studies and other stuffs because they're way past that already, their age is way past that already. But I'm wrong, and that's what I liked about it. I was wrong, and I am so happy and very grateful that a lot of people continues to live their dreams, continues to achieve them, no matter how old they are. I hope that you do the same, especially for those who just restored their studies. Do not give up on your dreams. Keep pushing, keep thriving, and you will get there. Have you watched the Barbie movie lately, or even the Oppenheimer? It's just surreal. I want you to watch them. I mean, I haven't watched the Oppenheimer, but I've already seen the Barbie movie earlier. And this is what I'm going to say. Greta, oh my god, that director had made points into creating this masterpiece and at the same time not giving such a boring look. I get it. Some people might find this boring because it's for kids. The title's for kids. The protagonist looks like it's for kids. But mainly it targets the kids. It targets how they think, how will they able to perceive the world, how are they going to grow up with the real world and the world inside Barbie. I've got everything that the Barbie movie had to offer. First and foremost, Barbie Land and real world scenarios. Barbie Land is a fictional land, okay? It's like a portal. Spoilers alert. And the real world is this. It's a normal world. We get busy. We get everything differently. But in Barbie Land, it's like a systematic, controlled life of Barbie. Like, in the morning, you wake up, have your breakfast, and then meet with some friends or travel or whatever that is. And in the real world, it's different. We are all busy. No one's not busy. We are busy doing something. May it be the most relevant thing that you can think of and the most mediocre thing that you can think of. But the thing is, the movie made us realize that beyond an imagination or beyond the imaginary world that we want, there's always a balance between knowing what the real world has to offer or knowing what the real world is. The real world is harsh, okay? The Barbie movie got that. It made us realize that the world is really harsh, no matter what we put into it or no matter what we put aside into it. It's harsh, harsher than it already is. People will look at you like you're some kind of a muffin that needs to be crushed or needs to be crumpled or like a paper of some sort. But in the Barbie Land, as I've told you earlier, it's like a systematic, controlled life. Not of a human, but a doll. But even though Barbie's a doll, it's a toy for kids, like what I used to play with when I was younger, it made us realize that beyond what we want, there's always a balance of nature that we have to consider. Yes, we envision something good, we envision something nice, but in reality, it's different. And Barbie made us realize that no matter how different the world is, no matter how we perceive it is, because we think that the world is like this, the world is like that. We want the world to be this, we want the world to be that, but in reality, we can't have it all. And, you know, Barbie being so sad, but Barbie being so not really weak, but she thinks that she's weak. She thinks that she's no longer that pretty girl or pretty doll that everyone adored or everyone adores. And the reality sets her back into her own life, facing the picture that some people might not like you. What you need to do is just, you have to like your own self. You have to be confident, you have to be strong, and you have to accept who you are. You see, it's not just a kid movie. It's not just taking you back into a nostalgic movie setup or nostalgic life that you've had before, or a life that you've once had. It's more of an endlessing point of a picture that you need to envision, or that you need to view, in order for you to grasp what the movie is talking about. You really need to watch it in order to understand what it's trying to say or what it's trying to convey. Because at the first glance, people will think, oh, it's just for kids. No. I cried a lot of times when I watched the movie. Really, no shit, no cap. I'm sorry. But you really need to watch the movie. I cried and I laughed the whole time, because I was just so happy with how the setup turned out, how the movie turned out. It was just all surreal. Just have to push through it and watch it with open eyes, with open ears, and open hearts. Because even if your eyes are open, you can just see it visually. If your ears are not able to hear what the Barbie movie is trying to convey, then it's up to you. It's your personal choice. No one is ever going to make you realize your own point. It's yourself. Sometimes we are at fault for our doings, but we don't acknowledge them unless some people tries to make us realize that. But most of the times we have to find our fault in order for us to address it. Okay? And what I really love about movies like these are not the production, not the budget, not the characters only, not the actors only, but I really find it so amazing that people are very creative when it comes to giving messages that people need. And what I want young people to realize in this movie is that the world is round or oblate, spheroid, or flat for other people, but the world will revolve. And even if you make a mistake, at the end of the day, you'll have to fix it, and you will fix it. And nothing will change unless it's a really huge mistake. But in every mistake that you make, always remember that you can redo it over and over again because of your choice. But you cannot do it once by your choice to. So it's up to you if you redo it 1,000 times, 1,000,000 times. And it's up to you if you undo it one time and then move on and be a better person, be a better version of yourself. That's one of my realizations. And I would like to connect this with how my college life has been for the past few years. I don't know if I can call 4 years as the past few years, but what I can remember is that I've cried enough. Like Taylor Swift said, I don't know if this is the right lyrics or what, but I put my blood, sweat, and tears for this. Literally. You had to sacrifice a lot for yourself, for your family, for the dreams that you were trying to achieve. And sometimes fate and luck is not on your side, but you have God on your side. And whenever I fell back down before, I've always talked to him. I talked to him not because I wanted something from him, I wanted help from him. I talked to him because I wanted to spill my heart out. I wanted to say anything and everything that my heart has inside. It felt the burden, the pain, the agony of a person is trying to balance her mental health, her overall health, into her studies and everything that is going around her. Because as I've told you, in the real world, it's different. There are many factors that will affect you as a person or as an individual. And it's not always nice that it looks, or nicer than it looks. Sometimes worse. To me, I knew that this is the start of the journey that I'm opting for. It's just a stepping stone to what the reality has for me, what the reality has in store. But I know for sure that I'm making progress. I've studied years and years to achieve this, to achieve what I wanted, to achieve my dream of becoming a graduate, and to achieve something for myself too. And now that I'm going to get it and to receive it, I'm just all about the gratefulness. The pain that I felt before, the hurt, the anguish, the struggles that I've experienced before, they're almost gone. I mean, it's not easy to forget all those things. And even if you don't forget those things and you forgive those things, it's not that easy. But what is the thing that makes me continue from moving? Of course, it's my gratitude. It's the gratitude between myself, the Lord, and the people around me who've supported me throughout these years, no matter how hard it may seem. A lot of my family members and a lot of my friends, or a lot in my circle, knew and showed into me the idea that life gets better. And they've seen everything. They've seen how I cried, they've seen how I bled, they've seen how my tears didn't dry for hours. You know, I know that you feel that too, especially for the college graduates. Especially now that even with technology, it became harder than it looks. And the struggle is not easy. Studying is never easy. Just have to fight for it, fight for your dreams. That's why I cried for hours, literally, over a paper or over a book that didn't exceed my expectation, that I've had to revise over and over again just for satisfaction, especially for a professor or what. Those days, whenever I think and remember those days, I also feel and remember that I am lucky and blessed, and I am so, so grateful to myself too for not giving up and not giving in to temptation, for ending my life, for ending what I've started. I wanted to end what I've started, but in a good way. And I almost didn't end it in a bad way. I mean, I almost ended it, but in a bad way. And I'm just so, so grateful. I'm not saying this to brag about my experiences, what Barbie means or what the movie means, because I'm sure as hell it's not that relevant to some people. But I'm just sharing my experience. I'm sharing this with you because this is my journey. This is like a personal diary to me. It's like you are the main audiences of this show, or you are the main readers of my diary, and I want you to know what I really feel inside. I want you to know what I really felt for the past few years, and even up until to this day. And I'm just so, so grateful. And with that, this podcast wouldn't have been possible without all of that, without those experiences, and without you guys. So thank you so much for listening to this podcast. This is me, Jenny, leaving you with a ciao. See you next time.